Welcome to The Truth Seeker's Guide, an uplifting podcast that explores the pursuit of truth through various disciplines such as history, spirituality, religion, philosophy, inner work, and science.
Welcome back, Truth Seekers. Today I wanted to speak about the armor of God. What is the armor of God? Are we speaking about a physical armor? This is something we must put on as believers, as truth seekers. And when we put on this armor of God, it's not a physical armor. Clearly, this is a spiritual armor, which means an armor that is designed to protect your mind. It is designed for warfare in the mind, in the battlefield, which is in your mind. So when we think about the armor of God, we have to think that the whole design of this is to be able to withstand the schemes and the tricks and the misdirections of the devil through thoughts, because this is what it prepares us for, the spiritual battle that we're talking about, this mind renewal. And the armor of God is what we need to put on to be able to fight the spiritual warfare, to be able to fight this in our mind. And it's all designed to protect us from lies and deception. So let's start with the first one, which is the belt of truth. The belt of truth in the times of Paul, and when he wrote this, of course, we're talking about an armor that was held up by its belt. And of course, if this belt would come off, then the whole armor will fall off. So in this case, it really specifies that believing that word is true is everything. If we have any doubt of that truth, then it will fall apart eventually. Truth is what's going to hold everything together. It's what's going to set us free. This is what's going to hold the rest of the armor together. If we don't believe what we're reading is true, then the rest falls away. It's useless. So the belt of truth is necessary and it holds everything together. That's important. So truth being light, being God, truth being Yeshua, truth holds everything together. We must remain in truth. By doing so, we must read the word, which is truth, feed ourselves with truth daily, because everything else is lies. The second thing we talk about is the breastplate of righteousness. Now, this breastplate is designed to guard your heart. But we know when we speak on a spiritual aspect, a heart, it's a subconscious mind. So that is your mind that is being protected. Who you are is being protected, because the enemy will come and attack you and try to tell you you're not worthy, try to tell you, look, you messed up, try to build some doubt or fear or guilt inside of you, especially because we're sinners and we really don't deserve anything, which is why it's beautiful how Yeshua completes this with everything. And he's the one who is taking up these responsibilities, this righteousness. It's not our righteousness that protects us. It's Yeshua's righteousness that protects us. That's beautiful. That means that when he comes and accuses us, all I do is you have to deal with that with him. It's nothing to do with me. I'm horrible. I'm just doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm here fighting the spiritual war. And part of that fight is protecting myself from you, from the accuser, from the person accusing me, especially when we know we're here to grow. We must fall to get back up. We must scrape a knee to learn to ride a bicycle. This is part of it. But if we let ourselves guilt ourselves not to anymore, or tell ourselves about the fear or doubt of keep riding a bicycle and we're scared of falling again and scraping another knee, then we'll never learn to ride a bike. We'll never be able to fight the war. This protects us from the accuser. Number three, the shoes of peace. This one was a little tough for me in the past, but I've come to the realization through experience and this walk in faith and in truth and in light, that without remaining in peace and joy, without having that peace inside of you, there is no way you can move forward. There is no way you can give what you don't have. And if I don't have peace, the guilt, the hatred, the fear, the things that are the opposite of peace would consume me to the point that, honestly, I just even wouldn't want to move forward. I would be in such a place where it just would feel like, why am I moving forward? Why should I try to talk to someone else about peace and love and joy if I don't have it? So we can't move forward or backwards or sideways. We can't even maneuver in this battlefield without the shoes of peace, without maintaining in peace, which is held and maintained through protecting ourselves from the accuser and protecting ourselves from the deceiver and keeping truth, holding everything together. And with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. That's another version that the NIV that tells us the readiness, that vigilance that comes from the gospel of peace. But we must not only move right, but we must be vigilant and know the schemes of the enemy and darkness and know how it works and see this readiness. The next one, number four, is the shield of faith. Now, the shield of faith in the times of Paul was a big shield with a pattern on the side where it would actually be able to click on with the next person. So you can make this bigger shield with everyone. You can kind of put it together. But either way, the point of this was protection. And in the verse in Holy Scripture, from fiery darts of the enemy. Now, what that means to me, fiery darts are, why not just darts? Why fiery? Because fire will continue to burn. So if you get shot by an arrow, sticks you, okay, you pull it out, you know, you might have some damage, but you know, you can take it out or you can deal with it. It's not as bad. But when you get shot with a fiery arrow, that fire can consume you quicker and it spreads quicker. So these lies that the enemy shoots at us are so strong that if we allow them to penetrate us, they spread. And so the shield of faith is important. We must believe the truth. We must believe that it's his righteousness and not ours. We must believe that we have to be obedient internally to walk in peace. And with those things, we protect ourselves with faith. And faith is important. We don't believe these things. It's going to penetrate us and easily spread throughout the body. Now, faith, of course, is faith. The stronger your faith, the more you can do. The stronger your faith, the harder it is to knock you down. The stronger you're in your belief, the more rooted you're in, the more protected you are. Because we even, through faith, and we believe in this faith in God and faith in what's going on, we believe the truth. We believe the righteousness is not ours, it's Christ's. And we believe that we must move in peace. This is the proper internal obedience and armor that we have to put on internally. Number five is the helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation guards your mind. It guards your thinking. And it reminds us in a, let's call it a really confident reminder that we're saved. So it protects the mind. It protects us in a way, and we have to keep the right perspective. We have to keep the eternal perspective, the unseen perspective. Being this is an armor that is unseen, we have to keep the unseen perspective because our mind is a very vital, vital part of this war. And if it hits us there, the whole body goes down. So it's very important that we guard it with the helmet of salvation and remind us that it's not our works. It's a reminder that the war has been won, that we're still in the process of growth, but the war has been won. And the evidence of that victory is the Holy Spirit within you. It's the kingdom of God. It's your peace, your joy, that experience of God inside of you. Through this process, we become more confident in our salvation. We're protected from the enemy coming and telling us that we're going to fail and we're going to quit and we're not saved, and that we need to do these works externally to gain salvation, when that's a lie. The helmet of salvation, what it does is it reminds us internally in our mind, in our thoughts, there is nothing we can do externally to save ourselves. The only thing we can do is be obedient internally in our thoughts and our choices. And through that obedience, we're saved. That's our salvation. There's no action needed. Through this obedience internally and these thoughts, then we produce pure action because it comes from the inside. The helmet of salvation reminds us that we are saved through the thoughts of Christ, through Yeshua's thoughts. That's how we're saved. And if we have the right thoughts, the salvation thoughts, the thoughts of Yeshua, we're saved. If we don't protect ourselves and have the wrong thoughts and let those different thoughts penetrate our mind, well, even the elect can be deceived. Number six is the sword of the Spirit. Now, we know the sword is, out of everything we went over so far, the only offense weapon. The rest are for defense, mostly. This one is for offense. This is the sword of the Spirit, the sword of truth. Now, once we have held everything together with truth, once we are protecting our heart, our subconscious from this accusations, once we move in peace, once we carry the shield of faith and the helmet of salvation, now where we can attack strongholds that the enemy has built inside of us by us thinking negatively or allowing our mind do whatever it wants or allowing our eyes to see what they shouldn't or the ears to hear what they shouldn't. And these negative strongholds that have built deep roots inside of your mind. But with the sword of truth, you can demolish them. You can destroy them once and for all with truth. And that's the word of God. That is Holy Scripture. And lastly, number seven is prayer. Now, prayer is powerful because I believe prayer is a defense and an offense weapon in the spiritual warfare. But I believe prayer is only strong. It may not even work without this, but without having the armor of God on, without having the renewed mind, it's very difficult for prayer to work because prayer has to align with God's will and God's purpose and His glory. And if it doesn't align, I don't think it's going to be useful. So how do we align with the will? How do we know what God's will is? Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind so you can know and test God's perfect will. Only with the armor on, with the kingdom of heaven inside of us, with the Holy Spirit inside of us, only with a renewed mind and renewing our mind in the Spirit, in truth, can we truly know what we must pray for. So stay vigilant in the mind, stay vigilant in the spiritual warfare, put on the armor of God internally, and stay feeding yourself with truth. We'll be back next week. Thank you all for listening. Remember, perspective is everything. You can make it heaven. You can make it hell. Choice is yours.